Hey guys, let's talk a little bit about one platform that oftentimes gets left out in the cold, but I'm gonna be honest, it's been one of my secret weapons since the very beginning of me starting my business. We're gonna talk all about how to dominate on LinkedIn. That includes generating sales, leads, traffic, and massive authority on this very powerful platform that so many people don't value. Let's cue that intro and get this episode started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. So I'm a huge fan of LinkedIn, and it's funny because I've heard time and time again people like poo-poo it. They're like, oh, LinkedIn, there's nothing good there. It's only for your existing network. It's really buttoned up and you can't really get any ground on there. But the interesting thing is I've actually found so much success on LinkedIn. I'm almost like hesitant about making this a podcast. I'm like, I should just keep this information to myself, but that wouldn't be very nice. I'll share it with you guys, even though it's literally one of my favorite secret weapons. Now, the crazy thing about LinkedIn is that the way that the algorithm is currently set up is that if you have a post that you put out there, and let's say, you know, someone comes across it a month after you post it, all it takes is like one like or one comment to reboost it back up in all the news feeds. So that means that not only does your news feed potentially see it, but their entire news feed or all of their connections see it, which is so crazy. So what the thing about LinkedIn is that all it takes is a little bit of action to boost everything in the algorithm at any point. And so something could literally live on for months, even potentially years, just continually getting a little more juice, a little more juice, a little more juice. And so what I actually recommend doing is intentionally putting out content regularly on this platform, a combination of emotional content and, as crazy as this sounds, content that doesn't seem like it would make sense on LinkedIn. I actually use a lot of my Instagram posts, which are very heartfelt and emotional and vulnerable. I use them on LinkedIn and they perform so well. They get lots of traction for a long time, for months, which is very, very powerful. But then I also like to put my YouTube content on, you know, LinkedIn to generate traffic from LinkedIn to YouTube. I like to put my masterclasses, my lead magnets, my different resources. I put all of these things on LinkedIn, and you can literally not put too much content on LinkedIn, which is really, really powerful. But I've also used LinkedIn as a place to build a solid network, and I've gotten so many leads just inbound, not including all the outbound work that we do, just from being consistent on LinkedIn. But I'm going to share with you one way to supercharge that process, and that is to build up your connections. Every single person needs to build their connections on LinkedIn. And not all connections are equal. You want to build up connections with people who have similarities, people who are mutual connections with other people you want to be connected with someday, people who have job titles that make sense for you to network with. If we look at let's see what actually my numbers are. Right now I have 29,151 connections on LinkedIn, and I highly recommend that you open your mind to the idea of getting several thousand more connections over these next few months. And what's beautiful is I want you to think of like LinkedIn as like a networking party. You don't go to a network party to just hang out with your friends. I mean, some people do, but that doesn't make sense. Like, rather what you can do is actually go to a networking party and make new friends. That's the point of it. You got to connect with new people. And the same thing is true with LinkedIn. It's not fun if you're just networking with your existing network. Like, go make new connections. Who knows who you'll be connected with on LinkedIn? And so I start with like that outbound connection request strategy, and I'm pretty aggressive with it, and I have been for years, which is why we're now almost at 30,000. But then also allow the inbound leads to come in and create some real connections. See what messages you get. You can even send outbound messages as well. And that's a huge part of my strategy for generating leads for LinkedIn. But I get into that inside of Social Media United quite a bit in our process that I call 10 Days to 1K. And that's a very powerful process for generating leads, prospects, discovery calls, and ultimately clients. So that's a powerful way to go about it. If you guys want to check that out, go to www.smutrial.com and you can get access to that 10 days to 1K challenge. It's so powerful. So I'm a huge fan of that process and what LinkedIn can bring when you're intentionally lead generating and when you're sitting back and waiting for leads to come in after you've been a content publishing machine. But LinkedIn is something that most people don't realize is literally just this incredibly powerful machine. It's got like the life force of months, or the shelf life of months or even years for your posts. And what's beautiful is they all build traction slowly. It's never like one post that builds up traction. It's a series of a bunch of consistent posts that build massive relationships and goodwill on LinkedIn. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. I will catch you in the next one, but for now, see you later. Oh,